Hello, you are welcome to another episode of Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust. My name is Martia Umar. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Nigeria Daily. The time is ticking, and the much-awaited 2023 general elections is drawing closer and closer. Yes, I mean, we're already in 2023, and the presidential election is in a few weeks, and so is the gubernatorial election, which is on the 11th of March. So ahead of the March 11, 2023 general election, voters in Katsina State have emphasized the need for clear-cut policies to tackle insecurity, unemployment, and local government administration in the state. And these were some of the highlights of a debate and a town hall meeting organized by Media Trust Limited in collaboration with Center for Democracy and Development, CDD. My colleague Tijani Ibrahim gives us perspective on most important issues the people of Katsina State are most concerned about.
I would like to commend the organizers of the event. It was largely successful from our on-spot assessment and from the feedback that we'll be receiving thereafter. It was largely successful. Okay. So kudos to the Media Trust Debate Planning Committee and indeed our collaborators and then the local organizing committee in Katsina. A lot of issues were raised, a lot of important issues indeed, but one can summarize them into three.
Okay.
One has to do with the problem of insecurity, which is naturally the dominant topic in Katsina. The other one has to do with improved living standard. Then the other one, of course, has to do with local government autonomy. Basically, these were the three issues. When you come to the issue of insecurity, a lot of people, a lot of different associations, organizations, they were invited, they were able to ask questions. They raised issue around the area of insecurity. And then the candidates took their time to explain how and on their ways and then method policies that they implement in addressing this problem of insecurity in the state.
Okay.
The other question has to do with improved standard of living, as I said, women associations, youth, people living with disabilities all ask questions on how they will be empowered, how they will be engaged, their place in government and what have you. In that aspect also, the contestant took their time. Some were promising 30% place for women in the government. Some said up to 40. A particular party said 70% would be women and youth. They've highlighted ways of how they will provide employment for the youth and then how they will take care of people living with disability.
Okay.
Then the other one that is also linked to the first two has to do with local government autonomy. A lot of people raise concern that local government fund is not going to the local government, and as such, local governments are incapacitated. They cannot discharge their own responsibilities, of which they are able to do a lot of issues that has to do with insecurity, unemployment, and improved standard of living will be taken care of.
So with all of this put together now, is it like some of the main issues that people in Katsina, let's say the Katsina State of people, are going through, or is just setting agenda for a new government?
Of course, first of all, it's an expression of our situation, if I may put it, that is their situation. They expressed, this is the situation we are going through, and this is what we want you to do, of course. And then in a way, it's a certain agenda for the candidates, of course, because whosoever is there, and then issues of this nature are raised, and then he has no option but to take note of them. Because this is what the people want, and this is what we should be doing for them. That is why in most of the responses, you will see the contestants are responding almost the same thing, because it is the yearnings and aspirations of the people that they have to. Because you can't go outside of the needs of the people. unless if you have a bright idea, a brilliant idea that you want to highlight to maybe impress your listeners. But this is what they are asking for and that you have to address.
So is this the first time something like this is happening in Katsina State?
Yes, this is the first time in Katsina. And then if I may quote the chairman of the occasion, the fifth wazir of Katsina, Hassani Lugha, he said it seemed unique. It's not only the first time in Katsina, but as far as he knew, he said it is the first time in this part of the country and perhaps in the country. Hmm. Because it's a combination of a debate, a conventional debate, and then a town hall meeting, which he said the combination gave it a kind of unique and then more organized manner.
All right. All right. Thank you very much, Tijani, for this insight on what the town hall meeting was like in Katsina State.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
And that was my colleague Tijani Ibrahim, Daily Trust reporter in Katsina State. We'll now go on a break, and when we come back, we will get to hear what some of the Katsina State governorship candidates have in store for the people. Do not go anywhere. We will be right back. Do stay.
www.dailytrust.com.
That's the home of news you can trust.
And features, analysis, and in-depth reports that are rich.
That's right. In addition, you can get much more.
But how?
Let me introduce you to Trust Plus, where you can get added value.
And where is that?
Visit the Trust Plus portal and subscribe.
You mean subscribe to become a member?
Yes, and that entitles you to exciting opportunities.
Like what?
A chance to connect with Daily Trust journalists to suggest stories you want to read and even contribute in producing the story.
Wow, could you show me how to get a Trust Plus?
It's simple. You can visit the portal on membership.dailytrust.com now.
Welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust, Abuja, Nigeria. You can listen to this particular episode all over again or other episodes on our website, which is www.dailytrust.com, or on Buzzsprout, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, and Spotify. All you have to do is type Nigeria Daily in the search box. Before the break, we heard from my colleague Tijani Ibrahim, Daily Trust reporter in Katsina State, and he gave us perspective on what bothers the people of Katsina, and he also gave us an insight of what happened at the town hall meeting organized by Media Trust Limited in collaboration with the CDD. Now, in a quest to hear from the candidates, of course, that's why this debate and town hall meeting was organized. Candidates telling the people what they should expect and also giving chances to electorates to ask necessary questions and raise some of the problems that the state is currently going through. And it was chaired by Professor Sani Abubakar, the fifth Waziri of Katsina. It also had in attendance the deputy gubernatorial candidate of the APC. He represented his principal, which is Farouk Lawal Jobe. Gubernatorial candidate of People's Democratic Party, PDP, was also in attendance, Senator Yakubu Lado Damarke. And the gubernatorial candidate of the People's Redemption Party, PRP, Murana Jafar Jino. Others are the deputy governorship candidate of the New Nigeria People's Party, Dr. Abe Dharma, candidate of the Zenith Labour Party, Ibrahim Tokar Saude, and deputy governorship candidate of the Social Democratic Party, Ibrahim Suleiman Bukweli. The candidates of the Boots Party and the Accord Party were also in attendance. Now, they talked about what they have in store for the people of Katsina if they are elected as governor. Now, let's take a listen. The All Progressives Congress candidate, Dr. Ade, who was represented by Farouk Lawal, promised to adopt the strategy employed by the present administration. Keep in mind that all the candidates speak in Hausa, but was translated to English by Bilikisu Ahmed and Abdullahi Abubakar Umar.
Na farko dai din da ake son a gyara al'amura bisa ga tsarin da musulunci ya kamata a ce idan mutum na da dama ya sa hannu.
Firstly, from all the ways people want to correct things according to the Islamic teachings, if a person gets a chance, he should do it. People have tested us from what we have done in the past, and they can believe that we will improve things later. If we are elected, we intend to use a successive policy document as a blueprint for our administration. From what we intend, we look at how we can improve the civil service sector of the state. We consider education and empowerment. Many people require government assistance, particularly orphans, for whom we have programs, and widows whose husbands were killed as a result of insecurity in our society, as well as other less privileged people. In the health sector, we are coming up with plans that will enhance our health facilities, from hospitals to health workers. There are also plans for small and medium enterprises. Also, we hope to improve our farming and rearing system. On security, which is our major challenge in Katsina State, we will involve residents to get adequate information and involve community leaders in our security architecture.
And that was the candidate of the All Progressives Congress. The candidate of PRP has this to say.
My name is Imran Chindu from Ertsamia Gankara Local Government. As a PRP gubernatorial candidate, I hope to provide new Katsina under my administration, a new Katsina state in the sense of reforming the present structure of the state. I want to build on what our past leaders, the likes of Ahmadu Bello, Sadona of Sokoto, and Shehu Musa Eradua did.
And that was the candidate of the People Redemption Party, Imran Jaafar Chino. Now, let's hear from the candidate of the PDP.
My name is Senator Garba Yakubu Ladu, the candidate under the People's Democratic Party, PDP. We have great manifestos that we will put in place if God gives us victory in the communities of the Katsina State. The first thing we would be looking at is the aspect of security, because it is when security prosper, that is when we will have the opportunity to do other things. I noticed that education system has deteriorated in Katsina State. So we are going to look into that and make sure we employ qualified teachers in secondary schools. The situation we are in now is even the teachers that do not know what to do or even what to teach the children. We are not going to sack the teachers, but we will provide training grounds for them. Also, our hospitals have become a thing of frustration. This is also included in our manifestos, if God grant us victory.
Let's also hear from the candidate of the NNPP.
I am standing here to unveil our plans for the Katsina people if elected. The NNPP has many plans. One of them is that we will stop fighting corruption in Katsina, because before the end of 2023, we will ensure that there is no corruption again in our society. We will also implement a system in which our federal government allocation will be no more than 20% of our IGR, or even less in the case of the Katsina State. We will not work with the tax policy in our administration. We will eliminate all taxation laws.
And those were the voices from the town hall meeting organized by Media Trust Limited, and it was in collaboration with Center for Democracy and Development. Like they say, only time will tell. God bless Nigeria. And with that, we have come to the end of this episode of Nigeria Daily. To all the people whose voices were heard on the show, we want to say a big thank you. Nigeria Daily is a Daily Trust production open to sponsorship and advert placement. You can download this and other episodes on dailytrust.com or buzzsprout.com. You can even listen to us on NAS FM 89.9 Yola, Unity FM 93.3 Jazz, Sawaba Radio 104.9 Hadija, and Badegi Radio 90.1. You can also listen by searching for Nigeria Daily on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio. If you have questions or comments, let us know on our social media handles on Twitter and Instagram, @daily_trust, and on Facebook @dailytrust. Call or send us a message on 091-389-33390. Thank you so much for listening. I am Martia Umar. Bye for now.